I became involved last year as part of Episcopal Peace Fellowship, which is something in my church. And so we got an opportunity, we heard about it, and so we got involved, a friend of mine and I, and started working on it last year. And I was so excited to actually see the day because we were working on it. I'd never attended it. So last year was actually the first time I attended, and it was very, very cool.
For those who don't know, it is, what, a 2.5 hour?
Yeah, 2, 3, 4. Actually, 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. And over the 3.5 hours, people of all sorts of different faiths will do all sorts of different things.
Yes. The one thing that's part of it is each faith group can have a display table. And we have about 18 different groups that will have displays. And they can display whatever they choose, brochures, icons of their church or their faith group or their tradition, whatever they want on their display table. And many of the groups will also bring dessert or, you know, candy or something like that to have at their table, which is nice because you can kind of stop and talk with the person and have a little something and learn about what religion is like from that person's point of view.
This is not about proselytizing. This is about education.
Yes. It's only about understanding. We're trying to understand across so many different faith traditions, how are we alike? What do we have in common? And then what things are different about the ways that we believe or that our tradition is. And so, you know, it just gives people a chance to learn more about traditions that they may not know anything about. For instance, Sufi. Mm-hmm. Sufism. I didn't know anything about Sufism, but you can come there and you can learn about that and what that's all about. And that's what the day is all about.
I looked over the schedule and there's Sufism. And there's a Methodist, and then there's the Unitarian Church,
right,
and the Episcopal Church.
Right.
18 in all, you say?
18 display tables. And then we also have the performances that go on all day. That's really a wonderful part of it because you just – you never know what's coming next. And the performances are 5 minutes. So you might have someone sing a hymn or read a story from their tradition. Various different things. We have a group that comes to dance. In fact, several that come and do a dance. It's very different every presentation to the next. And so people can come. It's a walk-in. You can just drop in, walk around, look at some tables, see some of the presentations. A few of the highlights will be that we will open. We will start at 2 o'clock. And we're excited to have Mayor Jordan. He's going to come and read a proclamation proclaiming this day as Interfaith Harmony Day. And the proclamation talks about how in our community, you know, we respect all the ways that we're diverse. And this is one of the ways that we're diverse.
And this is a great way to see a lot of the diversity under one roof.
Yes, because, you know, even though we're talking about faith traditions, that's tied to culture in some ways. So we will have a lot of different cultures represented in the different displays and presentations.
There's a panel discussion too, right, moderated by John King?
Yes, it's going to be a really exciting panel. We have Buddhism represented, the Jewish faith, Christian faith, several different. There will be 6 speakers. And the question that we're posing to them, we've given them a specific question this year. Our theme this year is our sacred earth and her people. And so the question we're posing to the panelists is, how is nature honored in your faith tradition? That's it. And so they get to talk about whatever part of that they want to. And then we'll have some discussion at the end.
How did you find out who would participate?
Well, the Interfaith Harmony Day email list, it turns out, is quite long. There are a lot of different groups who intersect, I guess. For instance, one of the things that we do is there's a Northwest Arkansas Ministerial Association, and so we give the information to them. And they, I mean, there's a lot of different churches represented there, and so they pass the word out that way. But over the 4 years, you know, the email list has just grown with different people that wanted to be involved. And so it's quite a broad spectrum of people that are getting the emails.
And if someone looks at the list and perhaps the particular faith that they belong to is not represented, that means – that does not mean that they're not welcome.
Oh, no. We would like them to represent that faith then. And, yes, this year we're going to be pretty full in our hall. It's wonderful that this has grown so much in 4 years. And I get emails all the time from people who are like, we want to be there. We want to be involved. And there's a great enthusiasm for it. So I'm hoping that by next year we'll have to find a bigger place to do it. And then we can have more tables, more display tables, more presentations, all of that. Everyone is invited to come. Everyone is invited to be involved. Even if you don't have a table this year, come and see what it's all about. I just think it's an inspirational experience. To me, it is.
Interfaith, that's very self-explanatory because it's many different faiths. One day. Why the word harmony there in the middle?
To me, it's about expressing how we feel about our responsibility for interfaith harmony. I think all of the people that are part of this feel that. That it's not somebody else's responsibility, it's our responsibility. And so it's like we're just expressing that we believe that we want to live that. And so here's a day when you can learn about many different faith traditions. We're not saying, you know, you should change your faith tradition. It's just we want everyone to have the opportunity to learn about the different faiths.
Can you, and perhaps you can only speak for yourself, you can't speak for everyone that's involved, but can you, after spending 3.5 hours with people who are Christian and Muslim and Jewish and Hindi and Sufi and whatever else might be there, can you feel better about the world?
Well, I can tell you about my experience last year because last year was the first time that I attended. And it was like that. About 2.5 hours into the day, I just stood there and looked around, you know, and there were all these people walking around and looking at displays and everything. And I just felt wonderful. It was so nice to have our little representation of this. You know, maybe we never achieve it worldwide, but we can always keep trying. And I think that's what all the people who come there are saying, you know, maybe we can't achieve it worldwide, but we can do this.
It's at the St. Paul's Parish Hall.
Mm-hmm. At St. Paul's Episcopal Church. It's on East Street. And visitors, when they come, will enter on the east side of the church in the Parish Hall area. And there's obviously no charge for this. We will have refreshments during the day, snacks and things like that available. And, yes, everyone is welcome.
And as you mentioned, no fee.
No charge at all. Just we want everyone to come who's interested in learning about other faith traditions that are right here in our area.
And you're allowed to ask questions at these tables.
Absolutely. They want to explain. Everybody who's there and has a table wants to explain what they're about. And they want to help you learn. So they welcome it for sure.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.